This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mixed emotions today. I don't really even know where to begin, and I'm sure you do too, and we're going to leave most of the show up today to the people. You weren't welcome at the inaugural. You will not be welcome in this administration. They take their cues from the swamp, I don't believe, and if you think differently, please tell me. I mean, if you're jumping with joy today, I'd ask you, are you jumping for joy that Joe Biden is the president, or are you jumping for joy that in 2 hours Donald Trump will not be president? And think long and hard about that. My mixed emotions are this, that, you know, I believe Donald Trump did everything he said he would do. He was not a traditional president. He has left Washington, D.C., whereas normally they would obviously be there for this. Mike Pence is sort of handling the ceremonial things. And the president flew to Florida, gave a wonderful quick little address, as he did last night, and he's off. And I think that's kind of the way it should be, honestly. They don't want him there. And, you know, it's just let the swamp have their party and go. I don't blame him one bit. I think he kind of did it the classy way for Washington, the grace-filled way for that place. I remember, so let's see, when did Dick Nixon get impeached? That would have been 74, I think, right?
Yeah.
Was it 74?
Yep, right in there. Yep.
Because, you know, remember
Watergate.
Remember Carter won in 76.
Yep.
So I think it was 74, so we can check that out. I was 10, and I remember how sad I was. You know, I cried at 10 years old that Dick Nixon was leaving. And because I felt sorry for the man, right? I don't think the man was a bad man. I think he did some dumb things and whatever. But what Dick Nixon did to be impeached in the House and be convicted in the Senate was literally stealing a candy bar from a store level crime compared to even Bill Clinton and certainly Barack Obama. And Donald Trump, he didn't do anything, and he's impeached first for a guy who said he was on a phone call where he thought Donald Trump said this, but the transcript says something else, which is why he wasn't convicted. And most recently, they want to try and get him for quote unquote inciting a riot. What is bizarre to me, because the swamp is inside of the riot. And it's insane. I think we're going to hear a lot about unity today. I think that's a good thing if it's meant, if it is sincere. So far, when Joe Biden is talking about coming together in unity, I see him saying that. So it's very, very Obama-esque, actually. Kev, you know, it's very yep. Obama-esque, because he would give these flowing speeches.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, mom and apple pie.
Oh, you bet.
Now,
hope and drink.
Right. And you'd go, wow, this is great. And then his actions, you know, were anything but. And even his rhetoric later, you know, we're not going to take a knife to a gunfight. Remember that?
I got a pen. I'm not afraid to use it.
Right. I mean, his rhetoric was very different than what he said. And I feel like Joe Biden's been that to this point. Time will tell if he continues that. But I can't sit here and tell you unity is a bad message today. I think unity is a great message.
Got a text from a friend that Nixon resigned before being impeached.
Oh, that was it. He didn't get impeached, but he would have been, right? Yeah, he resigned. You're right. So Nixon's out of there because he resigns.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I didn't remember my history well, but 10 years old, I'm getting this guy's getting shafted, okay? This guy's getting shafted. I'm getting that, and I feel bad for him. Here's why I don't feel bad today for Donald Trump, nor his family. Richard Nixon defined himself by the presidency, right? I mean, he'd been a House member. He'd been a senator. He fought the Kennedys and lost. He gets in there. It was his life. His brilliance continued. I mean, read his books. The guy was brilliant. into his post years, but he was a bitter old man, basically. I know somebody that worked for him. Monica Crowley. She worked for him. She can tell you great stories about it. But Donald Trump is not defined by the presidency. I believe Donald Trump is defined by the people he represented. That's who defines him. And honestly, he can be the representative of those people still without being the president. I think in retrospect, Donald Trump did the right thing by running for president in the sense that now he's on a pedestal of sorts where he can be the voice of the forgotten American. He can be that voice.
You mean the domestic terrorists?
Well, that's what they call us.
Yeah.
But my point is,
he's the biggest one, right?
He can do that better than anybody. And I'm not even sure Donald Trump's done. He's president for another hour and 49 minutes. I would suggest, I would not be surprised if we see more things declassified before that time. You know, Gina Haspel, the head of the CIA, resigned yesterday. She resigned yesterday.
Yeah.
The head of the CIA. There were fights over Gina Haspel and her leadership there before. Mike Pence won those fights because he thought she was fine. Donald Trump did not. The guy Donald Trump wanted in there is in there now. I believe she resigned because, if you know, the president released the intelligence already related to all of the things prior to his presidency and during his presidency where the CIA, the FBI, and the swamp, let's call them, broke the law and conspired against a candidate for president and the president of the United States. And all of that thrown at Donald Trump for 5 years has been proven to be poppycock to this point. Now we're waiting for judgment on the perpetrators. But Donald Trump said, you should know everything and put that out. I think that's why Gina Haspel resigned, because she didn't want that to happen. I'm also guessing now we have the freedom to release more that ought to be released. I don't think you release or declassify classified information lightly, because methods and sources are revealed. This, in the case now, is a domestic. So, you know, you've got to be a little bit careful. On the other hand, Donald Trump's been nothing if not transparent, right? The guy doesn't have a nonverbal thought. And presidents aren't like that. He did not have a nonverbal thought. He tweeted and made everybody crazy. But you knew exactly where he was standing, down to, this guy's a jerk.
And actual transparency.
Right.
Actual.
That's transparency.
Not
fakey, phony,
yeah,
play the game stuff.
Disclosure.
Look,
thing, yeah.
If there's anybody, Republican or Democrat, that doesn't think Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are full-on jerks, you're very naive. And Donald Trump called them that. Every other Democrat that, excuse me, Republican that had to work with him, and a lot of Democrats, would acknowledge that in a heartbeat. So I'm not at all sad for Donald Trump. I think he did what he did, and if anybody with a brain would go back and say, sir, why did you do that? He would say, America's worth it. America's worth it. Look what they said about me. Look what they said about my family. America was worth it. America was worth it. And I believe he'll continue to do great things on behalf of the forgotten Americans. And if Kevin Cramer, John Hoeven, Kelly Armstrong, John Thune, Mike Rounds, Dusty Johnson, Michelle Fischbach, Steve Daines, and other Republicans within the sound of my voice here in the Northern Plains, Liz Cheney, oh my gosh, if they get that Donald Trump does represent forgotten Americans and decide to spend more time in his camp, even post-presidency, than they do Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, everything else, it'll be wonderful. And I'd add Mitch McConnell to that list. Mitch McConnell revealed himself to be the swamp dweller of all swamp dwellers. I know it's not new to anybody, but I will say this about Mitch McConnell. He's been extraordinarily effective from stopping some really horrible things and getting a lot of judges on the bench that are good judges that in time will be a firewall against all the nonsense that's coming. I think actually what Mitch McConnell is doing is he's doing his own version of chess right now. He's not getting a lot of credit for this, but Kevin, hear me out on this one. Chuck Schumer, with a 50-50 Senate right now, has the power to go, Republicans, up yours. We're getting rid of the filibuster. We're going to go nuclear. We're going to shut you down on everything. And you're going to have not one more vote than us, but 10 more votes than us every time. And so if Mitch McConnell plays a little nicey-nicey right now, he might prevent that. I think it's naive to think he will, but he's giving it a try. Because I don't think you can do a deal with the Democrats, maybe short term, yeah, we'll look good, but a month later, 2 months later, when they really, really need something, they will screw you seven ways to Sunday every time. You can't play nice with Democratic leaders in Congress. You can't. Now, remember the guy that called yesterday in Wimbledon?
Yep.
11 people in his family, lifelong Democrats. That's not the kind of Democrats I'm talking about when I, by the way, he converted. They're switching the Republican Party because they're so disgusted with what's happened. But my point in bringing that up is when I criticize Democrats, liberals, I'm not talking about people like in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota that might be happy today about Joe Biden. They voted for Joe Biden. They're glad it's happening. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the evil, and I use that word very carefully, the evil that is happening in Washington, D.C. today. The evil that surrounds Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, on that dais today.
Well,
there's a lot of evil.
You clearly need to be reprogrammed, Scott.
And who's
you
missing?
Really need
who is missing?
Yeah.
Who is missing? You know who's missing? The people.
Yeah, right.
They put the people in the Fargo movie Wood Chipper. They got a plague in place of people. It's disgusting. My take, now yours.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The box, stomp your feet, start clapping. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen.
We must never forget that while Americans will always have our disagreements, we are a nation of incredible, decent, faithful, and peace-loving citizens who all want our country to thrive and flourish and be very, very successful and good. We are a truly magnificent nation. All Americans were horrified by the assault on our Capitol. Political violence is an attack on everything we cherish as Americans. It can never be tolerated. Now more than ever, we must unify around our shared values and rise above the partisan rancor and forge our common destiny.
That, by the way, is the definition of insurrection, what he's doing right there. And the actual definition of insurrection is a violent uprising against an authority or government. The insurrection was savagely put down, is how Democrats think this day. They put down the insurrection that he incited with that kind of rhetoric, and they're now who's the hateful ones? Who's doing the...
The president incited an insurrection against Congress to prevent the peaceful transition of power.
Oh. And then he sat back and watched the insurrection.
Insurrection. A violent mob.
A white supremacist president who incited a white supremacist insurrection.
There it is.
An insurrection against our government.
The violent attack on the U.S. Capitol was an act of insurrection.
The insurrection that violated the sanctity of the people's capital.
This was not a protest. This was an insurrection.
Of course it was. We're clear on that now?
Yeah.
You got that?
Here's some more insurrection talk.
4 years ago, I came to Washington as the only true outsider ever to win the presidency. I had not spent my career as a politician, but as a builder looking at open skylines and imagining infinite possibilities. I ran for president because I knew there were towering new summits for America just waiting to be scaled. I knew the potential for our nation was boundless as long as we put America first.
Oh, he said America first. That's a trigger word.
Whoa.
Trigger word for, you know, even Liz Cheney, Republicans up there. America first. How dare you? How arrogant? How?
Oh,
I put God first in my life. He's the president of the United States. So what he's saying is, I got a job to hear in my oath to stand up for America. So we're gonna put America first. So God, country, family, right? I mean, I'm gonna stop inciting these things. If you're a first time caller today, will you let Daniel know that when you call us at 800-228-0551? Todd is off today. So if you want to text us, super producer Chris is taking your. Your calls at seven, yeah. not your calls, your texts at 701-352. Yes, he's a Grafton boy. 701-352-8661. Okay? And my text is 701-367-2054. Todd is no longer in the hospital with the whole kidney stone thing. He is visiting somebody in the hospital today. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little different deal.
I have a question.
If you're a first-time caller, please let Daniel know that. We're going to do all calls today with the exception of Mike Lindell coming up here in just a moment for 6-7 minutes. Otherwise, the show is yours. And we'll probably go one minute only just to get everybody in. Lines are already full. But keep trying to get in or call our Be the Buffalo hotline, 24-7, 855-200-1776. As soon as that answers, you hear somebody talking, just press 1, leave your message. 855-200-1776. The Oasis Petroleum, Be the Buffalo Hotline. What were you going to say, Kev?
I'm just very confused. I hear the president say we will always make America first. We like that, the exceptionalism of this country. But then there's Congressman Jamal Bowman is telling
me. This is a chance for all of us in Congress to sort of begin at a new baseline and stop spreading the myth of American exceptionalism and accept the fact that this is exactly who we are and this is exactly who we've been throughout our country's history.
Okay, so average.
Oh.
We need to accept that.
No.
I don't know. I'm confused.
The worst part of what he said is... Get away from a myth of American exceptionalism.
Can you believe that?
No, I mean, and again, this goes back to the movie 2016 that Dinesh D'Souza did. There's also a book about
it.
And it is about the Obama mentality. You know, what's happening, the third term of the Obama presidency is being sworn in here in an hour and a half, okay? That's what's happening today. And Obama lived his life thinking America had oppressed third world countries. Okay? He hated that about America. That's why he became a community organizer, went to college on somebody else's dime, and became an American hater.
Showed us all how to lead from behind.
Let me give you a quick prompt here on a word for one of our fine sponsors, our friends at Pucklage Chevrolet and Pucklage Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Every week on Wednesday, we tell you about a vehicle. I talked to Steve Robinsdale yesterday at the Valley City store, and I said, how'd that Suburban go? Remember, it was like a $40-some-thousand Suburban, couple years old, one owner, one trade, low miles, even 35,000 miles on it. He said, the second you talked about it, we had three calls, and a guy from, Jamestown Bismarck buyer, bought it, but he sold to the first guy that bought it. So when I tell you these deals, they are a deal, and I wouldn't mess around. Now, this one's a pickup. It has 93,000 miles on it, but it's a GMC Sierra, so it's going to run forever. 1,500 crew cab SLT, 2008. I mean, there's pickups like this out there with hundreds of thousands of miles, but maybe you need another one on the farm, the ranch, whatever, the kids. A stealth gray metallic in like a blue-gray color, has the black cloth interior, six-passenger capability, because it's a big crew cab on this thing. Remote keyless entry, remote start, and really for a pickup, low miles, very nice condition. Tires are almost brand new. Running boards, mud flaps, that nice cover. One owner trade-in. Pucklage is known about one owner trades. So you want a used vehicle, you go to Pucklage first, Bismarck and Valley City. So get a load of this. That is on the lot right now for $17,995. I'd call immediately. Immediately, because it's yours for $16,500. I kid you not. Pucklage, Buick, Chevy Buick, GMC, PucklageValleyCity.com online, or Pucklage Bismarck. Tell them Scott sent you. Let's go to Ben and Kenmeyer, Tim and Fargo, Clinton, Bismarck, Fred and Wing. That's we got one line open right now at 701-258-0550. Tell us if you're a first-time caller. We'll get you to the front of the line. Ben, go ahead.
Yes, if I heard right yesterday on your station that our two senators wasted ink on a letter to Joe Biden to try to save the Keystone Pipeline, but they could not be bothered to contest the election. They're going to have to do something pretty special for this household to vote for them again. I just tell you what, this is a dark day in our world, and it's going to get the first of many, I'm afraid.
I think we should hold our members of the congressional delegation accountable when they disagree with us. I don't think we should hate them, send them hate mail. I think also, to a certain extent, that's in the rearview mirror. It has happened. I'm mad about it. I understand why they did it. I understand what they believe in the Constitution. I understand what the Constitution wanted to happen with all that evidence. They wanted the states to do it. And then the courts to fight it, and they were the last line of defense. So I wish they'd voted differently. I don't think it would have made any difference in the vote, unfortunately. But my question is now for you, the audience, is it time for us to be mad at them? Or is it time for us to fight in a new way and say, our only hope is to stop bad things from happening?
How do you do that?
Well, I think Keystone XL Pipeline is a good example. I would tell you that if Joe Biden is doing that for his base, and say, see, we got rid of the Keystone XL pipeline, but we're going to keep DAPL. We're not going to refight that battle. I'd say they're splitting the baby. He's throwing his crazy wing a bone, and he's going to leave that alone. That might not be bad. So we got to, we got to fight.
For years, Pucklage Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Pucklage Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
For the inauguration ceremonies, approximately 191,500 U.S. flags were placed on the National Mall to represent the Americans who were unable to travel to Washington. At noon, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th President of the United States. President Trump granted clemency to former White House aide Steve Bannon as part of his final day pardons, but did not pardon himself, members of his family, or lawyer Rudy Giuliani. In comparison, Trump has issued roughly 150 pardons. President Obama issued over 1,900 pardons. Officials have suspended a search for a California boy who was swept into the Pacific Ocean on Monday at a beach in San Mateo County, California. 12-year-old Arane Pruthi was at Caldwell Ranch State Beach, about 30 miles south of San Francisco. The high waves pushed his father and 8-year-old brother to shore, but Arane was pulled out to sea. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A new administration at noon on Wednesday. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
That's what we really need to focus on going forward. President Donald Trump, 45th President of the United States, is president for another 90 minutes. And after that, he is a former president with an enormous amount of support in this country. Those people aren't in Washington today. In fact, nobody's in Washington. They've replaced them all with flags that look like people, but it's not people. So they can say, isn't this a momentous day? It's not. It's a disgrace. I don't mean the inaugural part. That's the peaceful transfer of power. I mean that the people are not there. This event is for the people. They've reduced this down to the swamp now. It's only the swamp there. You can't make it up.
I feel we are literally witnessing an American coup.
Yeah. We'll see how much unity talk we get from Joe Biden, and I don't think it'll be anything other than talk, sadly.
Well, as long as we unite around their message, then we're good.
I got to get to our next guest, who is, I can't tell you how much I love this guy. And that'll sound weird for some, because I had the pleasure of knowing him as a sponsor of this program prior to knowing him as well as I know now. But the guy is tireless. He's put his whole company on the line to fight this battle. That's been rewarded, too, by the people while the swamp tries to go against him. And he will continue to fight for not just the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, but also for this country and for love of country. That's what it's all about. And that's what the swamp and the left will never understand. Mike Lindell, welcome back. How are you? I don't hear Mike, Daniel. Mike, can you hear me? Knowing Mike, he took another call for a quick moment. Well, I wouldn't hang up, but just see if you can get him on the phone there. Mike Lindell in MyPillow, by the way, has been under assault. Under assault. John Hovind standing next to Lindsey Graham. John Cornyn from Texas. So we look at the dais, or dais, whatever you call it, the place where Joe Biden will take the oath of office in 90 minutes here or so. Senator Kevin Cramer there now as well. They all look all bundled up. But back to Mike. I said yesterday, if there's any day you could show your thanks for Mike Lindell and the fight that he has brought today's another day to do that, to show him your support and to counter the Kohl's and the Bed Bath and Beyond and the these milquetoast retailers who run for the hills when somebody says they love America, like Mike Lindell does. That's all he's done, fight for America. So who needs the big box stores? We'll take care of that. Mike, welcome back. How are you, sir?
Thanks. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. And by the way, there's more that went on there. I want them all to know who's backing down. Colburn's, Kroger, Fred Meyer, BJ's, they joined the list of stores that are out there that are afraid of the left, where the bots and trolls attack them. I've tried to explain to these box stores, these aren't your customers. Your customers are going to be upset that you took the product out of the store because we're being attacked by these companies that were hired to go after MyPillow and Mike Lindell.
Did you say Colburn's?
Colburn's. Kroger Grocery, and then Colburn's, C-O-B-O-R-N-S.
That's a Minnesota company. Colburn's is a Minnesota company. That's cash-wise.
They did the same thing I think they did this summer with the Oleander, the MyOleander.com, when I went on Anderson Cooper. The bots, the trolls attack them too. So,
but that's the thing. It's not real people that are doing this, and that's what they don't understand. And they get all fearful of social media and the game they play. And by the way, all you were trying to do there is keep people alive and tell them they had options that they could decide. I don't think you put those pills in anybody's mouth. I mean, it's just insane.
No, I did not. It's an extract, and it's out there. MyOleander.com. Scott, this has given me a big platform to go on TV and radio now to talk about, because it all came down with it when we have all this evidence now from the machines, and it will come out. I want everybody to say this is not over. This is just the beginning of the fight. When Dominion, I don't know if you've seen that on TV, they're threatening to sue me, Scott. You see that?
Yeah. I hope you're wearing a badge of honor from that corrupt organization.
Yeah, well, I told him, I said, please sue me. Then we can get the evidence out there faster. I was just on
exactly.
The audition, and they're going, you might get sued. You might get sued. I said, I want to get sued. I mean, they're not going to sue me when they know we have all this evidence that 100% this was attacked by China and other countries. We have the forensic footprints from the machines now, from the internet.
We said exactly the same thing Saturday at the basketball game, Mike. There's no way. This is all posturing.
Yeah, and they're not going to come through it because they know there'll be something called discovery.
Yeah,
and
you'll be in court.
Yeah, and you got to prove that out. Now, so let's talk a little bit about what you know and what you want to come out. And as you've always said, it's not your timing. It's not Donald Trump's timing or anybody else. It is God's timing when this is going to come out. And you believe the single most important piece of evidence related to the fact that Donald Trump won the 2020 election and Joe Biden lost is how these votes were counted. In a fifth grade explanation, what did they do? Tell us what they did.
Well, what they did, and this was what they did is inside the machine, it went to the internet. It goes out to the internet and it goes to, I'll just do one track. So one of them, let's say it's ChinaNet. It went out, it shows the longitude and latitude that it went through over there. They take it and they dial this just like we thought, like a 1.2 vote to Biden and a 0.8 to Donald Trump. And that dial was set, so to speak, at, let's say, that ratio. And in fact, it was 1.24, 0.76, I believe. And on election night, 11:15, so many votes that they didn't expect came in for Donald Trump that they had to stop everything in the middle of the night. They had to stop it, and they had to reset that wheel. This guy did forensic. He does forensic mathematical forensic cyber evidence. So that's what this guy does. He spent 2 months working on this. He got done 5 days ago, and it validates that other piece that we have where it shows the tracking of where they did the switch, where it went to this computer and that computer. But that's the miracle of election night. If they wouldn't have had so many votes, we'd all went to bed. The election would have been done by 3 a.m. We'd have said Biden won, and we would have said, you know, what? You know, it was close, but he won. It must have been mail-in voting. No. Donald Trump actually got in some cities where they had him down for 15% of the black vote. It's 32%. In Fulton County, Georgia, 24,000 votes were flipped. I mean, and we had this in Georgia. We sent out one piece of this evidence a week ago on the internet, this company did. They took down everybody's platform, including my Twitter. By the way, that's not my Twitter out there. Twitter's running that on the back end. I don't get to touch Twitter. I can't even like
it. Yeah, and I hope you heard what Mike Lindell just said. The Twitter account you watch of Mike Lindell's is not his content. It is. He cannot even access his own Twitter account, but they're putting other stuff out. Wrap your mind around that, folks. Wrap your mind around that when you can do that level of disinformation and an information war. You can't make it up. Now,
on somebody else's page?
No, it's his. Twitter account.
My page. And oh my God! They take people. You guys, I tried to take down one of my posts, and this was when it was still running, and this is when I knew something was seriously wrong. When I put up the Dominion machine with that piece, they took that down, but I wanted to take down another thing that I had done or had posted. I got a letter from Germany, an email from Germany Twitter, and it said, you have violated, or this violates Twitter's policy. You cannot take this down. I'm the one that posted it.
Yeah, you can't take down what he put up. Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. Now, I know you are tight for time, so I want to run through a couple of things quick. One is John Ratcliffe, director of national intelligence, did put something out suggesting there was something not right here involving China in the election. It was pretty milquetoast. It was saying allegations. Is that what he's talking about? Is he talking about, number one, the machines being manipulated, but also by a foreign bad actor like China?
Yeah, did that just come out?
I think it was yesterday, and it was really
that's 100% is it, because that's what I brought to the president, that one-page thing, but it was four pages, and they've been just scrambling. So what I want everyone to know there is this, today's not the end of this. We're going to attach it to the Supreme Court cases, too. If they open it up, everybody, I want to tell you what I've seen. I was just arguing with that last guy in Inside Edition. He goes, well, there's no evidence. I said, no, there is. I've seen it. And when this goes before, let's say, the Supreme Court, it would be a 9-0 vote going, this is an attack. These countries attacked us. They took the election. Now, what they're going to do, Scott, I don't know. What would you do? Have a new election with paper ballots? Whatever that is, I mean, that's for them to figure out. But I do know this. The truth will be told. I've seen it. That's what gives me a peace. If I didn't have this, if this all didn't come in right here this last week, I would be a little frustrated saying, God, where are you going with this? But this was God's timing. And I want to tell you one more thing is all that, just another little miracle for you all out there. What are the odds? My book's called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. But what are the odds that all these states with the dead people that they let count and they let non-residents count, people under age count, people that voted twice, all this stuff, you sit there and go, what are the odds that they all let that happen and they all didn't even say, okay, take those off the vote count? But the reason I look at this is that part is a miracle. If that wouldn't have happened, and let's say they'd have said, yep, you're right, the dead people, you win Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania. So you're right, Donald Trump won. Now let's say they'd have overturned it there. We would have never looked into this machine thing. This is the big one. This is the one that has to be stopped. Because if that would have happened in the future, they would have just done it better. They would have made sure they won, just like they did in Georgia with the two senators. Do you understand, Scott, what I'm saying?
I understand completely. Basically, if you hadn't uncovered this and General Flynn, Sidney Powell, and others, and the intel had come together, we don't have free and fair elections anymore because they can do it. And this one, they can do it forever. That's the biggie. So, in other words, the stuff that was fraud, but it's sort of the fraud they always pull, would have been a ruse right to the real problem. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's right.
I want to ask you one other thing quick. Do you expect any of this to come out from the president while he's still president? Will he declassify more today, do you believe?
I'm not sure. I don't know what to expect. I just know this is God's timing and it's all going to be great.
Wow. And by the way, I don't think business is down at MyPillow since you lost some weenies. I think it's up.
No.
Right?
Yeah, hey, Scott, I'm going to tell you, I got 3 million books I printed, self-published. I'm putting them out to the public now, $9.97 with your promo code, and you get free shipping. I want to get the word out.
You don't have a choice. You have to wash the truck, right? but you can wash it about anywhere these days. Let me suggest you do it at ND Truck Wash. Number one, they're patriots. Number two, they do an incredible job. Number three, they're going to get you in and out in no time. 701-628-1550 for ND Truck Wash, Highway 2 behind Bakken and Central Pinnacle in Stanley, North Dakota. Call ahead for reservation. It'll be a short wait, 10 minutes max. 701-628-1550. Call them now and tell them Scott sent you.
Now you can pair Monster Power with Total Control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You hungry. A little disclaimer there. PetroServe USA is serving up Swedish meatballs at their Valley City location as well as West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Swedish meatballs today. They also have lasagna at the Valley City location, so two options there for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Chicken fettuccine at the 12th Avenue North location today, and Salisbury steak in Euland. Surprise waiting for you in Harwood, Chef's Choice today. And by the way, if you buy two fresh cookies today, one's free. This is home cooking, too. Those cookies are, they're just like Grandma used to make. They're so good. Home-baked cookies, gosh, they're good. You buy two, you get one free. At all their locations, the 4 for 4 special. Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, two of those cookies and a 20-ounce drink for $4. Can't make that up. Valley Dairy has the caramel rolls. They're fantastic. Valley Dairy, PetroServe USA, you know what they do? They have Marathon gas. They have Senex gas. They do that because they have two different vendors so they can keep the price low for you. They love that competition. That's how you pay less at the pump. I'd fill up with unleaded 88 if I were you, unless you have a flex fuel vehicle. Then you can really have some low-priced gas right there. Barack Obama and Michelle Obama.
Oh, the president has showed up, the real one.
Before him, George W. Bush and Laura Bush. Before them, Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton now there. Michelle Obama looks like she could beat the living tar out of that little pipsqueak Obama, doesn't she? I mean, I'm just sorry. I know people fawn over her as a fashion style, but she's like a WWF or something. I digress. I'm sorry, folks. Keith in Watford City, you're next to the first-time caller. Behind him, Tim and Fargo, Don and Minot. But I want to finish with Mike Lindell because you heard him before we were going to break. I'm going to tell you about a book deal. And he's got a great deal for you, so let's do this.
Yeah, the book, I pre-printed. I got 3 million copies. I want to get it out there. 97, if you can get it with your promo code. And that's and what I'm doing, I'm taking all that money to fight back with all this the election fraud out there, what we're doing for the future. I've already got a couple $1 million, my own money, invested in hiring experts and stuff. But I promise 100% of that money I'm going to use for good.
You're going to use for the fight for freedom. You're going to stand up for America.
For freedom, yeah.
And I would also say, you know, all the proceeds to date, correct me if I'm wrong, have gone to all of your wonderful addiction programs, and you're not putting that money in your pocket.
Yeah.
You're turning around doing good with it, right?
Absolutely. And any sales for my pillow right now, I'm just, that whatever I end up with, I'm just using to keep this, to keep the experts, to try, you know, keep everything going here. And because we got a lot of work that's going to be ahead of us, even once this evidence gets out, whatever they're going to do, then we've got to restructure a lot of things in our country.
I want to talk one last thing again. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? Yours for $9.95, and you go to mypillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. In that book, I've read it. Listeners have read it. I don't remember this part of the book, but I'm sure it's there because listeners have called, said there were people praying over you that you talk about in the book where they said, pray for Mike to complete his work. Now, many could have thought, well, that was my pillow, right? You invented this world-class pillow and you've continued to build this company. But do you think that meant something like what you're doing right now?
It's what I'm doing now. My pillow has always been a platform for God. Even when the dealers did an intervention, he said to me when I came upstairs all defeated at 2:30 in the morning, he said, man, he said, he goes, you've been promising for years that this pillow thing is just a platform for God and you're going to come back and help us all someday get out of this addiction world that we're all living in down here. Two of those guys work for me. They're born again Christians. But this platform that I'm on now, this is what it's all been about. It hasn't been about a pillow. That just was the foundation for the fame, to be able to speak out for everybody, every person that maybe has a little business right now that's getting squashed or that they're taken away or the church is being attacked. So that's, you know, this is God's just using me for a tool, and I give all the glory to God.
It's absolutely amazing. And how many near-death experiences, how many times do you come within inches of death, and you talk about in your book?
Yeah, it's about 14, I believe. You know, everything from falling asleep, crashing a motorcycle, to on the way to go skydiving, get back up on the motorcycle, then I go skydiving, and my parachute only partially opens. So there's crazy stuff. God protected me, believe me. Or the cartel cutting my head off in Mexico. You know, I'm going, I'm not going to buy that sword. They go, sir, he doesn't want to sell you a sword. He wants to cut off your head. You know, I mean, it's crazy. A lot of stuff. I think back, it was like living inside of a movie. But now today it's like living inside of a movie. I want to tell everyone out there, just pretend you're inside of a movie. And this is the bad part. There's always the greatest story ever told. This is the down part, and the light is coming, and this is going to be the greatest revival in history to bring people back to God and Jesus.
We love you, brother. We're praying for you every day. Thanks so much. We'll talk again soon. Keep fighting.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Yep. See ya.
Amazing individual right there. Keith in Watford City, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to you for a long, long time, and I love what you do. Anyway, I've been thinking about all the, you know, everybody calling for unity, you know, Biden and all of his cronies, and and thinking, you know, the best way that one of the best ways that they could get people unified is if Biden would just come out, tell Pelosi and Schumer and that whole bunch of swamp rats, say, you know, the election is done. I'm in here now. Forget about Donald Trump. Do not go ahead with impeachment because it's just dividing the country even more. And, you know, let it go. It ain't going to happen, but I'd love to see it happen. Because this is not just dividing the Democrats and Republicans and the conservatives and liberals, the country that way. This is dividing families.
It is. There's no doubt about it. It is a dark, dark episode. Keith, appreciate the call. Call again. More coming up, folks. Don't go away.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.